Welcome back to the All Things Boobs podcast. My name is Satara.
My name is Madison.
And today we are just going to do a very quick but very informational kind of like guide and tips on our takes on different brands that are in the Fuller Bus industry. Because yeah. I definitely feel like they all have very slightly different aspects. Madison, do you want to get started and share a little bit about your takes on Kirby Kate and Scantily?
As we have said, guys, in the past, you have like a bra size, but then you're essentially going to have multiple bra sizes because different brands run differently. And so like this is why we're doing this video to kind of help guide you. So one of the most popular brands out there for Fuller Bust is definitely Kirby Kate. We love them. We've worked with them a bunch. And then they have a little sister brand, Scantily. That's kind of like their edgier, darker, sexier sister. That's kind of how they sell it. And we love Scantily too. But Kirby Kate is definitely going to have, first of all, they have a different size range. They definitely go up to that K cup. And then Scantily just, I think, started releasing a few of their styles in a J cup. But for the longest time, I believe they were 30 to 38, double D to double H, right? So the cup range is a little bit smaller. The band range is a little bit smaller. Kirby Kate is going to have more depth in more of their styles, right? And you're going to get a lot more options with like that full cup option, if that makes sense. I do believe in general, they run like true to size. I think Satara would agree with me. They're like pretty true to size. Like
they're pretty true to size. I would say, in the last one, it depends on the fabric as well.
It does depend on the fabric. And that's why we did like that video of kind of what different styles look like on your boobs and different fabrics. Yes. Like in general, I think they run true to size, but if it's like a slightly firmer fabric, your boobs might need like a cup up. Totally. If it's like a looser fabric, your boobs might need a cup down. So know that they run relatively true to size. We got to educate yourself as to how like different fabrics work on your boobs. Scantily, I would definitely say that there are definitely styles of Scantily I have gotten that the bands run pretty firm, like in black, because black dye tends to make things like tighter. And if it's one of those styles where like the cup is really firm and leathery, like the whole bra is like hard, right? Those bras tend to run a little small in my experience in the band. So you may want to size up in the band on those. And then I think overall Scantily runs a little bit shallower in the cup. Personally, for me, as someone with shallower boobs, Scantily is usually where I go over Kirby Kate. But Satara loves Scantily, but Kirby Kate does tend to have like more depth for her boobs, I would say.
Definitely. If I'm looking for like full coverage, definitely would go Kirby Kate. If I'm looking for something sexier, definitely Scantily. But I will also note that for myself, just I also think this is somewhat of a band issue, but because they don't go to a 28 band in my size, I go with that 30 band, and that kind of allows the wires to be too wide for me. So if you're somebody that kind of has a little bit of narrower breast shape, then those wires kind of come way too far back for me. So that's something to note. If you have, you know, wider breast shape, absolutely go for it. I know, Madison, you do wear them and you like the wires and the Kirby Kate bras. Do they fit you nicely?
I would say that because you guys know that like I'm out of the Kirby Kate range because my band size is small, but my boob roots are like fairly wide. So I would say the issue that I run into is not necessarily the wire width. It's that the straps are like too wide, right? So remember, if the band isn't the right size, you also might have the straps be too wide for you. But as someone with generically wider roots, I don't have as much issue as Satara does in the wires. So keep that in mind. Scantily as well. I don't think there's a big difference between the Scantily wires and the Kirby Kate wires in my experience. But but yeah, that's them. And we love, I mean, the brands are awesome, like, but they are different in how they fit.
Yes, definitely. Absolutely love Kirby Kate and Scantily for sure. Okay, so now a couple other brands that I do want to touch on is Freya and Lomi. So the difference between the two of them that we really wanted to share is that they are both under the same like umbrella brand, but they're different in the way that Freya is down to 28 bands. They kind of just have different size ranges, but all in all, I find that their wires are personally for me fit me very nicely. But I also, like I said, think that's a band size thing. So because I have my true size of a 28, they fit me very, very nicely. But that's personal. I don't know. What do you think?
Alomi is like probably one of the Cadillac brands of Fuller Bus. Like their bras are just like, I wish they came past 34 because like their construction is like, oh my gosh, I just want to wear them. A couple things to know about Alomi, because I met with some of the people that work for them, is a lot of their styles have that like carve out in the armpit. And so instead of the strap being straight, it kind of like does this, which is awesome. We saw that on Satara's Freya sports bra. That is something that is very common with the Alomi bra. So if you're someone that like you need that carve out here, they do have that on a lot of their bras. And I really like their bands. Their back bands are like very like, I mean, not stretchy this way, like they're firm, but they're stretchy like this way, right?
Yes.
And so I really like that because I feel like it grabs really well. Freya like is, yeah, amazing. I think that some of their styles are a little too full for me, right? In terms of like, you guys know we talked about this in the last video, I don't have like very full breasts, and so they can sometimes be too deep and too full for me. But they work for a lot of people, and to be fair, there's some styles that are shorter and shallower that I just haven't tried yet, and I'm like excited to try. Give it a go. Like they're like those, yeah, Freya and Alomi are kind of like, again, like top notch, like
they're great
Fuller Bus brands. So on that same note, let's talk about Panache. Why don't you talk about Panache, because you have a lot of experience with them, and I'll talk Bravissimo.
Absolutely adore Panache. I think that they're amazing. They were the very first bra that I got when I got resized into my proper bra, and of course when you have that experience, you will forever love that brand. So for me, Panache was them. I love them because they are just firm all around. Their construction is firm. Their wires are very, very, very firm. So that plays such a huge role in having great support and lift. And also their lace and their thread, even though it's quite a stretchy lace on top, everything else in their construction is just so firm that it gives you this like you would literally, if you talk to anybody who tries Panache, like they're like, oh, like I feel like I'm up here. Like they really have them up to kind of their, you know, right up at your chin. I don't know how to explain that, but you feel like you're like here. And I love that about them, because when you have naturally very, very saggy breasts, you want that so much support without having them feel like either in your face or spilling out. So they have kind of that really, really great construction where I think the whole bra is just solid. The straps are solid, the wire is solid. Everything is just, it's a good bra. It's a really good bra.
Good investment.
And sorry, they go down to 28. So that fits me really, really beautifully. They go up to that K cup and they're just.
Yeah. They're really like high quality. I mean, again, of all these brands we're talking about high quality, I would say that Panache is like, again, sturdy, right? And they're known for that Fuller Bus sports bra, like the OG. I know that I have worn the Jasmine, like it's their balconette. I love that one. And I will agree with that. Like even their mesh and their lace, like it's like you feel strapped in, like you're not going anywhere. And I love Jasmine. Like it's great. Yeah. So let's talk Bravissimo. So love Bravissimo, have worked with Bravissimo extensively. Like one of the just like most encouraging brands out there in terms of like making you feel like bomb and confident. My favorites have been kind of their wireless comfy bras. We talked about a lot of the wireless comfy bras. Just because sometimes, again, Bravissimo for me can run a little deep, right? And I don't have like a lot of depth to my boobs. But I do love their wireless styles. And I, again, very sturdy material, very like when you get them in the mail, you're like, wow, this was like worth the money. Like they really put a lot of thought into that. And their wireless bras feel like as supportive as their wired bras. Wire wise, I think they run similar to Panache and Freya.
Freya, Panache, and Bravissimo have very similar wires. And I think that also has to do, like I said, with the band. They all go down to a 28. So I'm able to really try my true size in all of them. And they have pretty good wires between the three of them that they all feel sturdy and good and not too wide and not too narrow. They're kind of like that perfect shape for me. Unlike Madison, like I do kind of have that fullness in my breast. Yeah. So that brand, Bravissimo, is amazing for me. Yeah. And my new favorite bra is the Amelia, which I had on my last video.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous. It doesn't only like look very delicate and beautiful, but you put it on and the support and the full, like I have, it's very full coverage, but I still feel like super sexy and beautiful and confident in it because it just has this like perfect look, great shape, great lift. Like it really just is a stunning, stunning bra. So I've had a lot of amazing experiences with Bravissimo bras. I think that they're fantastic and all around great, great construction.
Yeah. Sizing wise, I would say if you are full and like have boobs like Zatera, they in the wired bras run true to size. If you're yes. more like me, shallow, less full, you may have to size down a couple cups, totally. Right?
Yeah.
Wireless, mm-hmm. I have been able to wear like my, because they start at 28, I wear 24. I've been able to wear my sister size in the wireless. And so I haven't had to ever size down. Keep that in great. Mind that wire adds depth. Right. Yes, for totally. Bravissimo. Catherine Hamilton is a wonderful brand. It's high end. Like they definitely are on the luxury end. They start at 26. I think they go to 34 and I think they're double D to double H. The reason I'm bringing them up is it is a great option if you do have like for those people under the 30 band. But their bras, especially in black, a lot of them run really tight. So if you're on the 22, even 24 band range. That's a brand you should check out. They're just, they remind me of like wedding and honeymoon, like kind of bras. Like they're on that end of luxury, right?
Totally. They're great.
Yeah. And then my other brand that I wear, I'm wearing like Honey Burdette here. I wear a lot of Honey Burdette because they don't uniformly run small, but every so often, like a lot of their styles that have the slider clip instead of the pronged clip or the hook and eye, like this, right?
Yeah,
tend to secretly run super small. And so it's trial and error. I've never worked with them, but I would say I buy maybe 5 things every sale because I have 70% off sales all the time. And like 3 out of 5 things will be like my actual band size, which is cool in the 30. And they do go down to a double XS. And so if you like need like a small size, I would definitely go for them.
Me and Madison do talk about these brands a lot, but the Polish brands, so like a lot of Polish brands, especially like personally, I've worked with and have used a lot of Iwo Michałek. I think they are incredible. They're kind of those brands that we want more of, but for some reason just take so long to get. And they're awesome. Like they go to such full cups, but they also fit so many different breast types. And the way that they construct their bras are beautiful. And I think they have really nice narrow wires. Yeah. They have been solely that brand that every bra that I put on, I'm like, I have fallen in love. It's really, really that good. So what is your experience with them, Madison?
Iwo Michałek, so I would say probably one of the largest bands, band and cup size ranges actually out there. They are Polish and they have the narrow wires. So if you are very projected and need the super narrow wires for your roots, that's like the brand that's going to fit. If you are someone who has a wider wire need, but you can still like the narrow wire will give you more projection, right? So it'll kind of bring the boobs forward and out, right? So I do really like them. I will say, because I'm in America, Zatera is not, there's a new website called miseczki.com that's specializing in bringing Polish bras to America. So I'm very, very fortunate that now I can like order Iwo Michałek, in selected sizes. They don't have all their sizes yet, and get them delivered to the house if you're in America and want to try those. Nice. That's great. But yeah, I also like Iwo because they have like their padded styles. The pads are removable on both sides. So if you're someone with asymmetry, it's cool because you can like stack pads and be like, oh. Right? But yeah, in general, Zatera has put on a Samantha bra for you guys. I've worn Samantha on here. The Polish brands run narrow. And then the other brand that I really like is Comexum because they start at that 26 and some of their bands run tight. And so they have so many options.
They really do. And do you know, you've had more experience with this, do they do custom?
Yes. So, yes, I have. So I've never like worked directly with the brand to order custom. Like I do know that both Comexim and Ewa, like you can email them and ask them to make the bands smaller for some sizes. But all of my custom ones I got through Bella Rosa Lingerie, Rosie, who's like an amazing fitter, and she like communicates with the brands and was able to give me my size. I will say Ewa, as a rule, a lot of their bands run about one small, right? Yes, and so sometimes you'll get the 30 and it'll feel like a 28, and that's more often than not. So keep that in mind. Cool. You're going to try to
That's really great. Thank you. We really, really hope that this kind of gives you a guide and an outline for different brands. If you're going bra shopping, we know that it could be really, really difficult, or it could be hard or scary or, you know, overwhelming because there's just a lot to know and to learn from. So this is just like a base for all that. This is what we would recommend. And if you have any other questions, please feel free to just send us a message.
Absolutely. All right, guys. Thank you so much. See you next time.
See you next episode. Bye.